Hi, this is Sky Taylor from British Columbia, Canada, reporting for Main Menu. Today, I'm going to do you a review on how to use TIC with the MISC program. What is MISC? Well, MISC is an internet relay chat program that allows blind users to connect to a new ISC service. And to make it accessible, there is a script that you can download called TIIC from talkingisc.net. When I'm talking about scripts, I'm not talking about scripts for JAWS. I'm talking about scripts written in the MISC interface. And so I'm going to take you through how to set up the program, and we'll show you how to use the ISC and various services, and we'll take a look at the menu options, and we'll give you a demonstration on how to use ISC and various services and stuff. So this is going to be somewhat of a line review. So the first thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to point your browser to www.misc.com. Just a reminder that I'm using a laptop computer to record this review, so with the built-in mic, so probably will not sound the best with the internal mics on the laptop, but anyway, I hope you get the good sound out of it. Anyway, let's get into our demo. I will be using Windows Eyes 6.1 Beta 1, as I am a Windows Eyes user, but I also had tested it with JAWS, so I actually tested it with both screen readers, and we're going to be using Windows Eyes for this demonstration. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to point your browser to www.misc.com. So we're going to Alt Tab.
Window I, MIRC, an internet relay chat probe.
Okay, I'm already on the site. Now, you need to look for the download MIRC link. So I'm going to download.
Table 1, link welcome to the MIRC comma page. Link Argentina, comma, link Australia.
Now what it's doing is it's giving the list of cities you can download MIRC in. But we're going to bring up our listed links with insert tab.
Links S.
I'm going to type DO.
Download MIRC.
And I'll press enter.
MIRC and in 74 links, 1 table. Table 1 start, 2 rows, 2 columns. Link welcome to the MIRC homepage. Download MIRC 6.
Okay, now the first thing you'll want to do is you'll want to pick the location that is nearest to you. And the location that is nearest to me is the United States, as I am in Canada. So I'm going to use the Illinois link for demonstration purposes.
Link says, R, MIRC FAQ, 10 of command list.
And I'm going to find it here. I'll press M.
Mailing lists, M, more info, M, MIRC 6.21 in Illinois.
There we go. Now I'll press enter.
Download MIRC or the MIRC FAQ. Windows Internet Explorer. Link MIRC 6.21 in Illinois. Cancel button dialog. Do you want to run or save this file? Name Merck 621.x. Run R button. Save S button. Default cancel button. While files from the internet can be useful, this file type can potentially harm your computer. If you do not trust the source, do not run or save this software. What's the risk?
Okay, now we're going to go to the save button.
Link. While files from the internet. Run R. Button. Save S. Button.
I'm gonna press enter.
Dialog. Save as. Combo. Edit box. File name nmerc 621.x.
Now, it's asking me where I want to save the file. In the default directory, I set it to save it with my documents. I should probably create a downloads directory where all my downloads go in, but that doesn't matter. I'm going to press enter.
Dialog. See documents and settings. Sky Taylor, my documents Merck 621.x already exists. Do you want to replace it? Yes, Y button, default, no, N button, no, N button.
And I'm going to Why?
Why? Close this dialog box when download complete. C. Checkbox uncheck dialog 18 of Merck 621.x from www.fnet.org completed. Download at 74.
And it's a small installation package. It's a little more than 1 megabyte. So it didn't take that long to download on my connection. Alright. I'm not going to bother talking to you through the installation. The installation was pretty standard. What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to find the file that you just downloaded. You can find the file and hit under it, or left click it depending on your interface. And you're going to get a standard installation dialog. And what it's going to do is you'll be presented with a next button. It's like any sort of dialog you'll be used to. And then you're going to get a license agreement. And after you accept it, you're going to get a dialog that probably will not speak. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to download. What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to tab through the choices. And there'll be a destination box where the MIRC will get installed. And then you'll continue tabbing. There'll be a series of checkboxes to back up your existing settings. And etc. etc. And then you'll go to the install button, and then you'll install MIRC, and you'll set up the program. And now I'm going to go ahead and run a fresh copy of MIRC, which I have gotten for the stem system, so we can initially set up the program. Then we'll talk about downloading the scripts, and I'll tell you what you need to run these scripts. Alright, when you first install the program and run it for the first time, you're going to be presented with a dialog box here. And it's going to ask you for your name, and it's going to ask you...
Category. Connect. 1. Of 12.
For your
list
name.
Box.
For your name, I just shift tab. And I should mention that the program is self-voice and without script. So all you have to do is go into the option and enable Microsoft Agent. So, what we're going to do is we're going to set up the program. Now, the first box you're going to be presented with is...
Edit box. Full name F.
The full name box. So, you can put anything you want in here. It doesn't have to be your name, because many IRC networks don't want to have your full name. So, for this demonstration, I'll put in a funny name here. I'll put John Smith. I'm going to go ahead and put John Smith.
JOAX SH.
And now let's read what it says.
John Smith.
There we go. Now I'll press tab.
Edit box. Email address E.
Now it's going to ask you for your email address. I'm going to go ahead and type NAM.
NONE.
And I'm going to tab.
Edit box. Nickname N.
Nickname. This is the box where you're putting your nickname, and this is the name by which you'll be known about IRC. So what it will do is it will tell you your full name that you put in when you join the channel. It will also tell you your IP address, and it will also tell you your nickname that you put in, of course, and it will also tell you the number of users in the channel. Now, when you are on IRC, there is a command called whois, and it can be gotten with the /whois command. All commands start with a slash. And what it will tell you is the nickname of the person that you want to find out about. So if I put /whois, and when the listener was on, I would type his nickname and it would tell me his nickname. So the nickname is where you're putting your nickname. I'm going to type Skybear, which is the name that I use on IRC.
Skybear.
And I tab.
Edit box. Alternative A.
alternative. Now, this is where you can type my alternative nickname. Now, what an alternative nickname is if your nickname is in use, your second nickname will pop up, and then once it's disconnected, then you can go back to the first nickname. Also, if you've been disconnected from the IRC server, your first nickname is still in use, according to the server, but your second nickname will pop up, and then once that gets disconnected, and then you can go back to the first nickname.